Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Keith Engel, a very, very good morning to you. Thanks again for joining us. How are you doing?
Morning, Howard. Good to see you.
Yes. So is it just one big misunderstanding?
Well, I think there's a little bit of an overreach here. I mean, they didn't eliminate the list completely. I mean, all they did was narrowed it. And the main listing of the narrowing came around educational expenses for disabled people. So one of the problems is when you take a look at disabled people, they've got a lot of issues. And so we've changed the system a number of times. There are a number of tax credits that people can still claim. They can itemize those expenses. Those exist. But what they did is they had a notional system of lack of itemizing. Mm-hmm. So the issue was that under the old system, you didn't have to itemize exactly all of the expenses when you were getting it at school. So a typical disability school provides a lot of services. It doesn't just provide teaching. It provides nursing care, you know, a bit of food, you know, the special access facilities and all of that. And the old system, what they allowed for was is a system of you had a basic and then an excess. So what you do is, let's say you went to a public, you could go to a public school, a normal public school, say 4,000 Rand, but the disability school would be 6. They said, well, under the old system, the extra 2 you can claim. We're not going to get into an itemization. Same thing if you were a private school, they made a comparison. And then what happened was they took away the notional non-itemizing. So now if you want to claim any medical expenses at school, you can claim them, but then the school's got to itemize them. And the real problem is the schools don't have the wherewithal to do that.
Right. So in other words, what it does is it makes it much more difficult for the taxpayer to claim these benefits. And they are very, very real. You know, if you have a child that has special needs, these are very, very real and important items.
Yes, no, they really are. I think the real issue that it's coming from is that when SARS is trying to simplify individual returns, so when you look at individual returns, you don't want people claiming a lot of stuff that's really not necessary. And so it was part of that philosophy. The typical one that I'm actually opposed to is the car allowance. I think that's abused, even though it's a lot better than it once was. But, you know, you want to get rid of rats and mice deductions. But the point is, where people are is that I agree. I think that when you're looking at the people who have disabled children, I don't think, you know, it's very expensive. Nobody's playing any games here. And I know that SARS has its concerns and they're trying to simplify administration, but some places you just have to live with it. And I think they really should have just lived with things as they were. If they had other issues, they should have went somewhere else. So that's really where it comes down to.
At this stage, surely what they would want to do is leave things as they are, increase the tax net, because people are battling at the moment. Is this a time that you want to start playing around with this? I very much doubt it.
Yeah, this one, it just isn't worth it. I mean, I can understand. See, what SARS is really trying to do is get rid of a lot of miscellaneous deductions for individuals. If you have an individual return, you really just want people filing. And for example, there are too many people who are asking for refunds on individual returns. Now, the problems that come are false claims on PBO, on public benefit organization deductions. I said car allowances, maybe certain miscellaneous expenses that people shouldn't be claiming. For example, I think right now they're looking at, can you claim deductions related to COVID from working in your home? There are a lot of rats and mice deductions that SARS is really trying to avoid. This one is just not worth it. The group is just too sympathetic. And yes, they might be theoretically a good point, but you know, sometimes you just gotta live with it.
Absolutely right. It is 8:39. I'm Howard Feldman. That is where we leave it. I think this is very important information, but quite concerning in terms of the approach. That is Professor Keith Engel. He's the Chief Executive Officer at the South African Institute of Tax Professionals.